You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is solar energy? There's a fun and completely unproven story of the great engineer from ancient Greece, Archimedes. Supposedly, around the year 212 BC, he directed soldiers to point curved shields or glasses at enemy ships. Using focused light from the sun, the ships burst into flames. The story is unproven, but it is a great example of solar energy. Solar, relating to our closest star, the sun, which produces energy in the form of light and heat. Solar radiation is the term for this energy. It's the electromagnetic spectrum of visible and invisible energy. Half of the Earth is exposed to solar radiation at any given moment. According to NASA, about 29% of that energy gets reflected right back into space, and 23% is absorbed by our atmosphere. That means about 48% makes it down to Earth's surface, where scientists, engineers, and inventors try to tap that energy. Energy is often described as the ability to do work, but it relates to moving or changing something to something else. Solar energy is basically taking, using, or converting the sun's light or heat to something else, typically heat or electricity. And that heat or electrical energy is used to do work. In the Southwest U.S., Native Americans would mix clay, sand, and straw, dry it in the sun, and make adobe bricks. Those bricks were also good at absorbing heat during the day and releasing it into the house at night. In France, salt from seawater was collected and sold at really high prices when the sun would evaporate the water. Architects have designed storage tanks of water that are warmed by the sun and then radiate the heat to warm a house, or designing a building with windows, like a greenhouse, where heat from the sun can enter and warm the inside. These are examples of what's called passive solar energy. Active solar energy is a little more complex. Active solar energy systems use pumps, fans, motors, mechanical or electrical systems to collect, store, and use power from the sun. Solar cells on a satellite to convert sunlight to electricity and power the thrusters or communications. A house that has collectors filled with liquid to absorb and transport heat by an electrical fan. A swimming pool that uses a water tank warmed by the sun and a pump to transport that heated water. Try this home activity. Get a curved metal strainer or colander, line the curved inside with aluminum foil, skewer a hot dog, and lay it flat across the top. On the next sunny day, place it outside and see if this shiny, curved, parabolic dish can warm the hot dog. Well, we've just learned a little bit about solar energy. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.